This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not a great day in terms of being a good, happy, positive, encouraging, uplifting day, but a day of perhaps great significance. How will the events of today, the horrific terror attacks, which have claimed at least 60 Afghan civilians, at least a dozen American servicemen, and produce scenes of devastating horror, how will that impact American public opinion? And what about the ongoing war here in America about vaccines? What a strange war to have after we've developed these miraculous vaccines. To talk about both of these ongoing conflicts and the vagaries of U.S. public opinion, nobody better to turn to than Dr. Frank Luntz, who is one of the most honored communication professionals in America today. He's also somebody who appears frequently on a variety of networks from a variety of points of view, and he actually is a guy who has won an Emmy Award, but unlike Andrew Cuomo, he hasn't been forced to return it. And that's still the case, right, Frank? Oh, we lost Frank's connection there. But one of the things that he has said is he said recently that people refusing the vaccine used to break my heart. Now it just breaks my brain. The risks from COVID are infinitely worse than any vaccine side effects. Yet people still insist the vaccine isn't safe. One of the questions for Frank Luntz when we get him is, okay, you're the master of communication and persuasion. It was actually a large part of his insights and approaches that helped the Republicans take over the Congress, both the House and the Senate, in the campaign of 1994, long time ago. So what can be done right now in terms of a public approach to reach those 90 million Americans who remain unvaccinated and continue to feed the pandemic in its Delta variant form? Frank, I was just mentioning that you're an Emmy Award winner, but you haven't been forced to return your Emmy like Andrew Cuomo was 2 days ago.
Unfortunately not, and I want to apologize, and I'm giving up my two-day vacation because it's you and because I want listeners to know how much I respect you and what you've contributed to public discourse now for many, many years. And I'm trying to follow in your footsteps by telling the truth about the vaccine, by telling the truth about immigration, by telling the truth about the Middle East, by not taking a partisan line or ideological line, but by trying to save lives and do good. And Michael, that's exactly what you've done in your career. And I'm grateful, and I'll answer any question you have, but I want your viewers to know how much people like me hold you on a pedestal for your courage, for your convictions, for your principles, for your willingness to speak up and speak out, for the way that you articulate issues like this one right now. And I hope I hope your listeners are telling their children that there is voices of reason out there who are doing the right thing for our people and our country.
Well, thank you and bless you for your very, very more than kind words. And all I can do is you get up every day and you try to deal with everything that fate throws at you. Let's speak for just a moment about the events of today. You know the American people. You know public opinion. You know how people react. Do you think that the overall reaction will make it more likely that we simply skedaddle and go home, or will this persuade more Americans that we still have a necessary role to play in Afghanistan?
It depends on how it's presented to them. we know it's going to break the hearts of millions of Americans, whether or not you've got a personal family member that's serving. We know that it is going to be really painful over the next 48 hours to anyone who's ever served in the military and their friends and family. I think that what is clear is, and I've tried not to be partisan in this approach, I've tried to be honest and objective, that weakness begets weakness. I don't know how many times we have to relearn this lesson, year after year, decade after decade, that every time we've decided to cut and run, what we've left behind is far worse, that as, and this is about as tragic as it can be, this is the most lives lost by the military in a single day, and the truth is we don't know how many people were killed, because I am told that there may be four more that are dead, but we just cannot, it's just not, has not been confirmed yet, that the world is looking at us. It is not just our pain, it is the pain across the globe of people who look to the U.S. to lead, who look to the U.S. to make a difference, and now they see the U.S. running, cutting and running. And with this horrific loss of life, what we do know now is that this isn't the end of Afghanistan, and someone needs to explain this to the president. This isn't the end. This is actually the beginning. For 18 months, not a single American life was lost in Afghanistan, military life. And now we are going to be the target, not just there, but across the globe, because of our weakness, not because of our strength. And Michael, you always put this stuff better than I ever can, but I know from
I really can't improve on what you just said, because that is the core lesson that I think every American, regardless of your political perspective, has to acknowledge. The idea that the one bit of glory we were trying to extract from 20 years of commitment and sacrifice and pain in Afghanistan was an honorable evacuation, even that is not to be. And I think that the president has now announced he will be speaking at 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. So we will be watching for that. Let me go to this question of vaccines right now. I mean, you've been passionate on this. I am extraordinarily passionate on this. We probably both know people who have suffered and died from COVID-19. I certainly do. And what do you think we need? I mean, that overwhelming majority of Americans now who are vaccinated, what do we need to persuade our friends and neighbors, rather than shaming them or compelling them? For arts of persuasion, what's the most important thing to keep in mind?
The first thing is that 95% of all doctors have been vaccinated. The people who know the science, who know the medicine, who know all about this, have made the decision to get vaccinated. What do they know that we don't? That's number one. Number two is that the Delta variant is more dangerous because it's more spreadable. While people don't die as readily with this as they did a year ago, it is more likely that she will get it. Number three is that while kids do not get COVID as much as their parents do, kids are transmitters of COVID, and with schools reopening, let better to be safe than sorry. We teach that to our children. Maybe they need to teach that to us. And fourth is that the rest of the world is getting vaccinated. Why were we one of the leading nations 6 months ago, let's say 3 months ago, and now we're not even in the top 10? All four of those are important to moving people forward, and in the end, it's a simple question. Don't you want to keep your friends and your family safe? Don't you want to do it for them, even if you don't do it for yourself? Those are the strongest messages that we possibly can do. Oh, and of course, I forgot, because it's just been in the last 48 hours. When the FDA gives its good housekeeping seal of approval, we know it's safe.
And again, there's so many people who had said they were waiting for that. So what are you waiting for? I'm waiting for the next opportunity to speak to Frank Luntz, and God willing, on a brighter and more optimistic day in the United States. We will be right back with more on progress on the vaccine front coming up. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVet History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we will bring you the very latest when it breaks concerning the tragic suicide bombings that have produced so much horror in Afghanistan and around the world. We will also, of course, go directly to the president. He now indicates, the White House staff indicates, he will be speaking about 40 minutes from now. Sometime within the next hour, he will take the podium, and it's certainly the most important speech of his presidency so far, because all of a sudden, his dream of ending, getting home, going home, concluding everything by August 31st, which as of yesterday looked like maybe just a remote chance that could happen. Now, what does the president say? We will get to that. We will get to the president of the United States in a historically very difficult situation where his administration is losing credibility in the country and around the world by the day. Okay, speaking about credibility, there was a little bit of a confrontation, a meeting of the masks, or the meeting of the mask mandate marauders in the Tri-Cities in Washington, in Franklin, Washington, Franklin County, which is near Pasco and Richland and the Tri-Cities. In Pasco, they were holding a meeting of the commissioners for Franklin County. And the meeting got off on a very bad foot because one of the commissioners elected to office, Franklin County Commissioner Clint Didier, who was a longtime conservative activist, former football star and football coach, he turned up with dozens of audience members without a mask, which was in violation of a new mask mandate ordered by Governor Jay Inslee. And as Clint Didier was trying to speak and explaining why he and his followers were refusing to wear a mask despite the fact that it is the law, he was interrupted by another Franklin County commissioner who spoke up indicating that the entire meeting might be illegal if they proceeded without masks. It sounded like this.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Point of order.
I believe it is in the county's best interest, your best interest, and in the people's best interest that we have an executive session for you to receive legal counsel.
Already received it.
Don't need any other?
Nope.
Intend to conduct the meeting without a mask and without
these
people masks?
Yes, sir. I am. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to participate in an unlawful meeting where you incite people.
No, hang on. Order.
Where you incite others to violate the law.
I'm not inciting others. It's their free will.
Forgive me.
Commissioner Mullen, will you conduct the meeting with me?
It is my understanding that if we conduct the business and conduct the meeting allowing people to come in here unmasked, that nothing that happens today will be legal. And I would ask Sean Sant to stand up.
If you're having a land use action today, don't count on that permit being valid.
It's not.
Let's read the law. Not jump around. Let's read the law.
Well, the law.
The
law is.
Order! Order! Order!
Okay. This is basically over an issue of whether people are going to wear a mask for a public, an official meeting where they have a land use matter they're trying to decide. And it goes down from there and sounds like this.
If this meeting is conducted with people in here not wearing a mask, anything that happens today will not be legal. And there's people that have time invested for discussions that are going to happen today. It's nothing that I voted for, but I did take an oath of office to represent the people in my community. And the people voted Inslee this power. Like it or not, it's no different than the posted speed limit. If I want to speed, that's my choice. That's not legal. And the same thing is going to happen today. This meeting is going to be considered illegal, and anything that happens today is not going to, it's not going to count. It's just I don't like it any better than you. I don't like wearing the mask, but I did take an oath in office to follow the law.
Okay, that's the Franklin County Commissioner Brad Peck reacting to a protest that only got more intense thereafter. Listen.
Mr. Sand, you've already went over the legal issues with me in my office. Okay. I'm good with those. I'm good about the repercussions upon myself. I serve this community also. You're seeing a vast majority of it in here. They are concerned about a mandate becoming law. And I know that our legislature supposedly gave him this authority. As citizens, we don't accept that. And we want civil disobedience in this room to make a point. We cannot have our God-given liberties taken away by a governor. Flat out.
And do we have one more there, Jeremy? That's it. In any event, at that point, Commissioner Peck walked out, and there was a great deal of shouting and back and forth. And Clint Didier, our founding fathers recognized our unalienable rights were given to us by our Creator, God. That which God has granted us, no man, no government, no governor, and no president can take away. He then said, therefore, I'm asking all men who will stand with me. And he says that I know the legislature supposedly gave him this authority, as citizens don't accept that. Didier said, we want civil disobedience in this room to make a point. We cannot have our God-given liberties taken away by a governor. It also says, where it talks about our liberties being God-given in the Declaration of Independence, it says, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. And what amazes me is right now the level of ferocity on this issue of masks. I mean, I don't like masks any more than anybody else. But for goodness sake, if it helps to make my neighborhood safer, if it helps to make my community safer, and the overwhelming medical consensus is that it certainly does, it's such a small price to pay. And no, there's nobody out there who thinks that actually wearing a mask is going to heighten your chance of getting COVID-19. 1-800-955-1776. We will be right back with the latest on all fronts coming up.
Your free stimulus package. The Michael Medved Show.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 U.S. service members were killed in the attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. One of the explosions was outside the airport, and another was at or near a hotel near the facility. The hotel is reportedly used to ferry Americans to the airport. Indiana Republican Senator Jim Banks sits on the Senate Home Services Committee. He says this all could have been avoided.
If we would have kept a small footprint of special operations, counterterrorism-focused troops in Afghanistan through all of this, and if we would have kept the Bagram airfield open rather than rely on the very inefficient efficient Kabul public airport there where you're seeing the images of. This situation could have unfolded a whole lot more effectively and in a much better way than what it has.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Show. I thought it might be helpful with this the audio that we played just moments ago about the commission meeting in Franklin County, Washington, where it basically broke up and people were accusing other people of supporting tyranny, and it was very difficult. The commissioner who walked out because they had been informed by their legal counsel, and the majority of the commission appears to have made a decision that it would be illegal to conduct a meeting where the commissioners themselves were violating the law and violating a directive by not wearing masks at the commission. Now, who is this guy who walked out, who stood by the idea that, yeah, you were compelled to follow a rule that was issued with the authorization of the legislature by the governor of the state? The guy's name is Peck, as I mentioned to you before, Brad Peck. And I don't know him, but he appears to be just an amazing guy. His resume is he's been a commissioner for Franklin County, Washington. He's serving his third four-year term. He is a Republican, and a proud Republican, active Republican. He has represented Franklin County on approximately 25 boards of directors and committees. He has played a very active role in protecting citizens from federal government abuses under the Endangered Species Act. And he's also been very involved in restoring fiscal responsibility to one of the state's fastest growing counties. He is executive project manager, assistant to the CEO, and public information officer at Energy Northwest Power Generation, which helps to develop nuclear, hydro, wind, solar, IGCC, etc. Okay. He's also an Air Force officer for 21 years. He served in Operation Southern Watch, Operation Enduring Freedom. He served in the Middle East. He served at the Pentagon. He served in the Office of the Secretary of Air Force in Washington, D.C. Space and Missile Launch Operations Support, Squadron Commander at Vandenberg Air Force Base, California. A National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, experience in multiple states, Air Mobility Command Headquarters, and Strategic Air Command in the 8th Air Force and 15th Air Force. This is a noble guy who has given a lot of his life to public service in civilian life and in military life. And here is when he talked about why he was walking out. And he mentions his service in his conclusion. Listen.
There is, in fact, a problem when you incite people to join you in violating the law. So,
what happens?
This is not a debate, and I'm not going to have any interest in arguing back and forth with people about constitutionality. I'm sure there's other veterans in here who wore a uniform. I did for 2.5 decades. I don't need to apologize to any of you for any constitutional matters.
Okay.
I'm following the law. I'm not going to participate in an unlawful meeting. It's in the interest of the citizens of the county not to participate in an unlawful meeting and having any kind of public testimony or comment when the board's in session is an unlawful meeting.
Okay.
So unless the chair is going to relent, and it doesn't sound like he is,
I appreciate
and unless Mr. Mullen intends to leave as well, and I take it you intend to stay.
That, I should
appreciate
not
your comment.
Point of order. You shouldn't assume anything.
I'm sorry. It sounded like you were
go.
Saying. I'm going to excuse myself.
You
all have a nice day.
That's your free will, Commissioner Peck. That's your free will. Now hold out. Sit down. Commissioner... Mr. Clifford, would you be willing to come to the mic and start this public discussion? And how is it that we have...
The level of bitterness, and by the way, this is among Republicans, because this is virtually an all-Republican gathering in Franklin County, Washington. And for our party to be associated with such extremism on the issue of masks, how do you think that's going to look in history? Because at some point, we're going to have, God willing, the pandemic behind us. And we will be dealing with other more significant issues than whether or not people should be coming to public meetings indoors during the time of a raging outbreak of COVID-19, if they should be coming to those meetings in masks or not. I don't really get it when they talk about our God-given rights. People back in 1919, right after they had fought all over the world to make the world safe for democracy, was what President Wilson said that war was about. We don't have to talk about World War I. But in 1919, there was widespread praise for places like Seattle, and Philadelphia was another city, where they had masking policy. And people followed it. And it helped limit the damage in those cities compared to other cities that didn't follow it. And the idea that you could even save one life by going through the really minor inconvenience of putting one of those stupid things on the lower part of your face and, yes, covering your nose and your mouth. I mean, come on. Grow up. There was a kind of obnoxious cartoon today by David Horsey in the Seattle Times showing the anti-vaxxers sort of as babies screaming, no, 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 I won't do it, I won't take it, and showing Jay Inslee coming up with a great big vaccine to sort of forcibly inoculate the whining baby in a high chair. But this is not kid stuff. Because, again, the people who continue to be at most risk Or it's not just people over 80 anymore. With the Delta variant, it's a lot of people over 50 who are getting very sick and dying. And I do not for the life of me begin to understand how people of conscience, people I greatly respect, are unwilling to say that for the sake of saving one life or two or maybe a dozen, it wouldn't be worthwhile for me to get a vaccine. What are you trying to prove by refusing to get a vaccine? Or on certain occasions where it is clearly mandated and appropriate, when you're going out into public and you're going indoors, to be wearing a mask. What is the big deal? Big deals are things like, well, what Navy SEAL Dan Crenshaw of the U.S. House of Representatives, what he went through. He talked about the attacks that we just experienced on Fox News and had this to say. This is clip number 7.
Well, I don't know what's coming. I know what I want to be coming. What I want is for Biden to acknowledge that this plan has failed and that you need a new plan, that you need to reset the chessboard, that you need to gain some superiority over the enemy.
Okay. And again, still looking appropriately at people who are trying to kill us as the enemy. And we will see to what extent the Taliban, according to all the reports, have issued several statements condemning the attacks at the same time that ISIS-K, ISIS Khorasan province, has claimed credit for the bombings. And if you have strong feelings about what you want to hear from the President of the United States in his speech coming up, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. More from General H.R. McMaster, former National Security Advisor to President Trump. We'll get to that coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's MichaelMedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, yes, we're talking a lot about military veterans today and people with extraordinarily honorable, even noble service to our country. People like Commissioner Brad Peck in Franklin County, Washington, and people like Dan Crenshaw, the Navy SEAL, decorated Navy SEAL, who lost an eye serving his country. And also you have to include the name of General H.R. McMaster, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. He has a remarkable record of insight and leadership throughout his military career. He wrote an acclaimed book, perhaps the best book, analyzing why America lost in Vietnam, the first major war, major encounter that we lost, the first major war that we lost. We had a major war called the War of 1812 that we didn't win, but we did fight virtually to a draw. In any event, the General McMaster was on CNN, and he made an extraordinarily important point that David Loin made earlier today on our show, which is exactly one of the lessons that we learned, I believe, from September 11th, and then from the reaction to September 11th, which was a strong reaction. Some people called it an overreaction, but it was one that helped to keep the world safe from another monstrous terror attack and coordinated terror attack like September 11th was. People expected America would be attacked frequently. We weren't, because we showed strength. We have shown just the opposite in the reactions of President Biden to this end of the war in Afghanistan, which has been a full-out disaster. Here is what General McMaster, former National Security Advisor to President Trump, with whom he had his differences, but he said this to CNN today. Listen.
Intended effect, I think, is to accelerate our departure and to humiliate us further on the way out after our surrender to a terrorist organization. I hope that the opposite effect it has is really an end of our self-delusion, Jim. Right? Mm-hmm. We keep hearing about, yeah, well, maybe this is a more benign, you know, form of the Taliban. You know, maybe there really is this bold line, you know, between the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, the Haqqani, yeah, network, and ISIS-K. I mean, you know, Siraj Haqqani, Jim, is in charge of security in Kabul. Mm. He's the number one hostage taker of Americans and the number one mass murderer of Afghan civilians. Those are their two principal tactics that they brought to the jihadist terrorist ecosystem, and they're the bridge between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, which are completely intertwined organizations. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll end our self-delusion and start being serious again, right? I mean, I think that what we have done is we have exuded extraordinary weakness, and weakness invites these kinds of attacks.
And we will hear whether we have learned that lesson or whether President Biden even hints at learning that lesson when he is scheduled to speak about 10 minutes from now. ABC's Martha Raddatz had this to say, this is clip two, about what these bombings really mean for the president and for the country. Listen.
Even overnight, I was sent video from the airport, from Abbey Gate, and there were thousands of people there overnight trying to get in. Many people were turned away. There's stories of them being turned away because of that urgent alert from the U.S. State Department to stay away. This is what's called a threat stream that they've had for days now. They worried about this exact scenario that a suicide bomber, and that's our initial reporting that it was a suicide bomber, gets into one of those crowds and causes mass casualties. And this is why last night it was so urgent and so imminent. We heard the ambassador this morning, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, say how serious a threat this was and that it was imminent. And they would not have put that alert out if they did not think someone was on their way to do harm. This is truly a nightmare scenario because you have a deadline of American forces getting out of there on August 31st, people trying to get out, and now this explosion at one of those gates, it will surely shut down that whole area, and there will be a lot of questions about what the U.S. does next.
Yes, there will. And there are some sound bites that rock star Greg Tomlin picked out that will come back to haunt the President of the United States. This is clip 10, Jeremy. On August 19th, George Stephanopoulos spoke with President Biden. And you'll hear at the very end, the president knocks on wood. Listen to what the president had to say with Stephanopoulos just a few days ago. Clip 10.
Still a lot of pandemonium outside the airport.
Well, there is. But look, but no one's being killed right now. God forgive me for if I'm wrong about that, but no one's being killed right now.
Okay, knocking on wood, it turns out that's not a a great foreign policy strategy, nor is pronouncing success when an operation and a very, very delicate and dangerous and difficult operation is still in progress, declaring victory before the completion of that operation. Listen, 2 days ago, Jen Psaki, White House spokesman, said in her presser, clip 9.
I would say that this is now on track, Peter, to be the largest airlift in U.S. history. And that is bringing American citizens out. It is bringing our Afghan partners out. It is bringing allies out. No, I would not say that is anything but a success.
What would you say now? We also have James Carville, who attacked the media coverage of Afghanistan as hysterical and stupid. Now, I believe this was last night before the bombing news came to the United States, but this was Carville on with Brian Williams on NBC, MSNBC, clip 8.
James, do midterm voters in 2022 carry foreign policy along with them when they go to vote?
Well, first of all, there's no elegant way to lose a war. We lost this war 15 years ago. All Joe Biden was doing is telling us what time it is. And the hysterical and stupid coverage of the mainstream press, this is just, it's been awful.
Okay, the hysterical and stupid coverage? This is serious stuff. And no, Mr. Ragin' Cajun, a lot of what he says has substance. But to try to blame the press for these disasters, it seems to me, makes little sense. A nice email came in, and I'm very, very grateful for it. It's from Pedro in San Antonio. He says, I don't agree with you on a lot of issues, particularly fiscal issues, but you are an honorable man, and I look up to you. Your show improves my life. Thank you. Well, you're welcome. And being able to do this show improves and uplifts my life. And it's a challenge I welcome every day, as a matter of fact. And one challenge is an email that came in from John in Seattle. He says, I'm a conservative American. My main issue with being forced to do a medical procedure done on me against my will. That's my issue. Or to be faced with being fired if I do not. Even with the FDA giving it a green light, I am still hesitant. He's talking about vaccines, of course. Our rights as Americans are at stake. It seems the mass vaccinations are failing in places like Israel. Israel has far, far fewer as a percentage of hospitalized patients than the United States. It's still one of the most highly vaccinated places in the world. And yes, they have another renewed Delta variant problem, but they're coping with it. The Prime Minister is talking to the President about it today. At least he was scheduled to at one point. The fact that vaccinated people can also carry and infect others is disturbing. I've been on the front lines and escaped COVID in the last 18 months. How and why is that? Do I have a strong immune system? I am fearful because they do not have long-term studies on spike proteins in humans. I would feel like I was in an experiment, but I am faced with losing my job, my benefits, not being able to take care of my family. I am terrified by these times. I am 62 and afraid for the future of our country. My son is in China. I have fears I will never see him again. I hope you do see your son again, that you survive COVID, that you are able to see the light. And if it costs your job, don't pay that cost, because the vaccines are nothing to be afraid of. They are a means to actually reduce the chances that you will have anything terrible to you, and you'll continue to bless this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.